Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something that really it affects almost every single business out there. Think about your local doctor, the corner bakery, even, you know, financial advisors.
Technology, right? It's everywhere.
Exactly. It's the backbone. But sometimes it feels more like a potential liability. We've all seen it, or maybe even lived through it, one IT glitch, and suddenly everything just stops.
Oh, absolutely. A server goes down, network fails. Boom. Instant chaos.
So our mission today is to explore this using the sources you shared. We want to understand the problem, sure, but more importantly, look at a solution. This idea of a fully managed IT approach, especially through the lens of adaptive information systems.
Yeah, it's a critical topic because that old way, the break fix model, It's just painful. Your system breaks, then you call someone, you wait. Maybe they come on site, maybe not.
And while you're waiting.
Exactly. Business suffers. Doctors can't get patient records. That bakery can't track what they've sold the financial advisor. Stuck. Can't input data. Time is literally money. And without working tech, you're often just dead in the water, even if tech isn't your main thing.
That's the core issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
The sources really hammer this home. But they offer this this great analogy. Imagine your power goes out.
Okay.
But instead of you calling the power company, they just fix it. Remotely.
Yeah.
Maybe before you even flip a switch and realize it was off.
Ah, I see. So it's proactive. That's the managed IT idea.
That's the essence of it. Yeah. Being ahead of the problem, not just reacting when it bites you.
And that seems to be where adaptive information systems, AIS, really comes in. The sources describe them as doing this continuous proactive monitoring, like keeping watch over your IT stuff 24/7 all year round.
Constant vigilance.
Pretty much. And their tech experts can then jump on issues remotely. Often, like you said, fixing things before the business owner even knows anything was wrong, which is, well, kind of the dream, isn't it?
It really is a different way of thinking about IT. And the benefits seem huge based on what we read. You ditch those surprise sky-high repair bills.
Right. The unpredictable costs.
And you get this cost instead. Plus, you have experts watching your back constantly. It frees you up, right? Lets you focus on actually growing your business, not fighting tech fires.
Yeah, and you know, there's this assumption sometimes that all outsourced IT is the same. Like, they just plug you into some standard package.
A cookie-cutter approach.
Exactly. But the sources suggest AIS pushes back against that. They seem really focused on being personalized, transparent, and very local, serving businesses specifically in the Salinas and Monterey Bay Area, places like Carmel, Pacific Grove, Watsonville, Hollister, even down to King City and up to Santa Cruz.
So a local feel, but with serious expertise.
That's the picture, yeah. Their whole philosophy seems to be, we don't just fix issues, we prevent them. It's baked into how they operate.
And that prevention isn't just generic advice, is it? It sounds like they tailor it. They use their knowledge of specific industries, deploy like enterprise-level tools, but customize it for your business.
Right. The sources emphasize no fluff, no hidden fees, just what you need to be secure, productive, and sort of ready for whatever comes next technologically. Future ready, they call it.
And they mentioned the people side too. Friendly, dependable, highly trained engineers. Not just fixing things, but giving actual strategic advice. Proactive project management. It sounds quite comprehensive.
It really does. So maybe we should unpack what fully managed actually includes, because the sources list a lot of different services. It might help to group them a bit.
Good idea. Let's maybe start with the essentials, like security and business continuity. Because
yeah,
if your data's gone or you can't operate, nothing else really matters, does it?
Couldn't agree more. So under that umbrella, they've got backup disaster recovery solutions. That's fundamental, making sure your data is backed up safely and you can get back online quickly if something awful happens.
Like ransomware or a fire or flood.
Exactly. Then there's cybersecurity and compliance. Huge topic today. AIS apparently provides ongoing security protection against all those threats out there and helps businesses meet any industry regulations they need to follow. That's a big weight off people's shoulders.
Definitely. And keeping the system itself healthy.
Right. That falls under IT infrastructure management. Basically, making sure all your hardware and software is monitored, updated, and managed properly by experts, keeping the engine running smoothly.
Okay, so that covers keeping things safe and operational. What about helping businesses, you know, grow and become more efficient? Let's call it strategic growth and efficiency.
Yeah, that's where some other services fit in, like cloud-hosted server virtualization. This sounds a bit techie, but it essentially means moving your servers to the cloud, Less physical hardware for you to manage, easier to scale up or down, and usually more secure.
So more flexibility, less overhead. Makes sense.
And related to that is enterprise networking wireless solutions. Basically, designing and setting up really fast, really reliable Wi-Fi and wired networks. Good connectivity is just table stakes now.
You can't run a modern business without it.
No way. And then there's something called the Adaptive VTO Virtual Technology Officer. This sounds really interesting. It's like having a high-level IT strategist, a CIO, but without needing to hire one full-time. They provide that executive-level guidance.
Wow. Okay. So smaller businesses can get that kind of C-suite thinking applied to their tech strategy. That feels like a big advantage.
It does, doesn't it? It's about making that strategic insight accessible.
All right, so we've got security, strategy. What about just the day-to-day stuff, the things employees interact with constantly? Let's bundle that under daily operations and support.
Perfect. So first up, communications. They offer VoIP solutions, voice over internet protocol. That's basically modern phone systems running over your internet connection. Usually more features, better quality, easier to manage than old phone lines.
Streamlining calls and collaboration.
Exactly. And alongside that, cloud-hosted email. Again, moving your email to the cloud makes it secure, scalable, accessible from anywhere. Pretty standard now, but needs to be done right.
And when things inevitably do go wrong for an end user, like my printer isn't working or I can't log in.
That's where help desk support comes in. Fast, friendly tech support, available when you need it, to get employees back up and running quickly. Minimize that frustration and downtime.
Crucial for productivity. What about all the devices we use now? Phones, tablets?
Yep, they cover that too. Mobile device management service. Helps businesses keep track of and secure all those company phones and tablets, especially important with remote work.
And even Internet of Things devices.
Apparently so. Managed IoT services. For businesses using smart sensors or other connected devices, they help manage and secure those and maybe even get useful data from them.
That's getting pretty advanced.
It shows the breadth, right? And very relevant today, work from home solutions. Making sure remote employees have secure and efficient ways to connect and do their jobs.
Absolutely essential these days.
And they even have options if you already have an IT person or team. Co-managed IT services lets them partner up, bringing extra resources or specific expertise. Plus, they handle migrations and projects like moving office or upgrading systems, aiming for minimal disruption.
Okay, wow. That is a lot.
Yeah.
It really paints a picture of covering pretty much every IT need a business might have.
It seems very thorough based on the sources.
So let's circle back. Why this model? Why go fully managed with someone like AIS? The sources seem to highlight a few core reasons. First, just plain reliability.
Right. Their goal isn't trying to sell you the fanciest new server just so they can charge you to maintain it. It sounds like they want to set things up correctly from the start so it doesn't break, so it just works.
Get off the break-fix roller coaster.
Exactly. Then there's quality service. And they stress the human part. Real people, based locally, available during business hours. And if it's urgent after hours, they call back within 30 minutes. That's a specific promise.
That's huge compared to, you know, waiting on hold forever with some anonymous call center overseas.
Totally different experience, which leads to the dedicated team idea. You're not explaining your setup over and over again to different people. Your dedicated team knows your systems, your business, your priorities. Less hassle, better advice.
Consistency.
And that feeds into proactive support. It's not just fixing things when they break or even just monitoring. It's anticipating needs, communicating clearly, keeping you in the loop.
Being a partner, not just a vendor.
That seems to be the goal. And part of that partnership is transparent pricing. The sources say recommendations are based on what you need, not kickbacks from hardware companies. They educate you on the options, pros and cons, so you make informed choices.
No hidden agendas. That builds trust.
Definitely. And finally, they seem to back it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Their onboarding process is apparently designed to really optimize your network up front to make sure they can deliver what they promise.
Setting expectations and meeting them. Makes sense.
And I thought this was interesting, they say. Adaptive is more than our name. It's how we work. It suggests their whole approach is about tailoring solutions, building network setups that fit your specific business goals, adapting the tech to you, not the other way around.
That resonates. It's not just off-the-shelf solutions.
Right.
And they seem to get results. The sources mentioned a 98% customer satisfaction rate.
Which is impressive.
And managing over 5,300 systems, 5,342 to be exact. But what really struck me was the range of clients. It's not just tech companies. It's accounting, healthcare, schools, manufacturing, retail, hotels, law firms, nonprofits, even cannabis businesses and government agencies.
Wow, that is diverse.
It really underscores the point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Good, reliable, proactive IT isn't just for certain industries anymore. It's fundamental, pretty much across the board.
Absolutely. It's become a utility almost, like electricity or water. You just expect it to work, and when it doesn't, everything stops.
So bringing it back to you, our listener, what does all this mean? It means reliable, forward-thinking IT isn't a luxury anymore. It's pretty much essential for keeping your doors open and actually growing whatever field you're in.
And that maybe leads to a final thought, something to ponder. If you could actually get your technology managed and optimized like this, so just run smoothly, reliably, proactively, if you could take all that worry and all those resources off your plate, what else could you do?
Right. What new ideas could you explore? What strategic moves could you make in your business or your field?
What could you achieve if you were freed up to focus completely on your core mission, knowing the tech side was just handled? That's something we're thinking about.